Shalom to all. Today's office in Shalom Shabbos Daf Nona. We are starting Mem Tes Amud Beis about two lines up from the bottom with the words of Asa Achas and a villain source of Daf. It's near the top of Mem Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilo Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So in the Mishnah we began discussing a person bringing Karman Chatos and how many Chatos he would be chayv depending on if he did a Bishaygig or a Mezid and if he remembered in between that he did an Avera. Now we get involved in the source of this. So before we go into the Gemara, let's just read this pasuk inside. The pasuk tells us as follows: Dabra Bnei Yisrael Lemar, speak to Bnei Yisrael, saying Nefesh Kisechta Bishkaga. If somebody sins b'shogeg inadvertently, mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yaseh osena, from one of all the commandments of Hashem that shall not be done, meaning we're talking about alav, he is not allowed to do this thing. And here are the key words over here: va'asa me'achas me'hena, and he did one of them, meaning a person was over alav. Now, really, the end of the pasuk does not need to be so wordy. It doesn't have to say va'asa me'achas me'hena. It could really just say va'asa achas, and he did one, meaning he was over alav. Why all these extra words? So it must be there for a drasha. And with that, we begin the Gemara. The Braisa tells us this is our drasha: va'asa achas, va'asa hena, va'asa mehena. In other words, as we had just said, the pasuk really could have said the word va'asa achas, but instead it said va'asa me'achas mehena. So we have a special drasha out of all these extra parts of the pasuk. What do we learn from here? Va'asa achas, that tells us l'chayv al kol achas va'achas. A person's chayv for every single lav on Shabbos that he's over. Let's say he was mazed about Shabbos, but he was shoygig about the individual lavim, about the individual malachas. So he's going to be chayv a separate chatos for every lav. No normal alpha on top. Va'asa hena, that's the proper girsa. What do we learn from here? L'chayv al kulay nachas. This tells us that he's going to be chayiv on multiple lavim, only one chatos. This is referring to where he's mazed about the malachas, but shogeg regarding Shabbos. Since he's mazed about the malachas, we can't be mechayiv him an individual carbon for each lav that he's over. And since the only shogeg that he is regarding Shabbos as a whole, so he's only going to be chayiv one chatos. And lastly, the drasha is va'asa mehena. That's the proper girsa. And this tells us l'chayv al toldais that he's chayiv for a tolda. If he does even a subcategory of the main malacha, he's going to be chayiv for that as well. But now the Gemara asks, hold on 1 second. Who says this pasuk is talking about Shabbos? Maybe the pasuk is talking about avodah zara, that a person might be chayv for multiple lavim or only for one thing that he does in the service of avodah zara and has nothing to do with Shabbos. Now we continue discussing this. Tani Rav Zakkai kumi Rav Yechanan. Rav Zakkai taught in front of Rav Yechanan, zibach kiter v'nisech behel mechas. If a person shechted an animal, lit incense, or poured wine for an avodah zara, all behel mechas, who's all in one lapse of awareness, chayv al kol achas va'achas. He's chayv on each individual thing that he did for the avodah zara. Now, Amalei Rabbi Yechon told him, Bavlaya, Babylonian, that's where Rabbi Zakkai originally came from Bavel, so that's where Rabbi Yechon's calling him this. Avarta b'yotcha t'losa naharin, you managed to cross three rivers. One who wanted to go from Bavel to Yisrael had to cross three rivers. So Rabbi Yechon's telling him, you managed somehow to cross three rivers to come all the way to Eretz Yisrael. And now once you're here, you made a mistake. V'tavris, literally this means, and you're broken, but it's understood to mean that you made a mistake with this. Ein echayiv al achas, the person's only chayiv one. He's not chayiv for each individual thing, zibach kita v'nisech, he's only chayiv one. Talmud asks the question, how could we suggest this pasuk va'asa va'achas mehena is not referring to malachas of Shabbos, rather avodah zara? According to both Rav Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan, it still wouldn't fit, because ad lo yitbarinu biyadei, before Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Zakkai that he was mistaken, yesh kan achas, ein kan hena, we would only have a drasha from this pasuk of achas and not hena. Remember, the word achas tells us that we're chayv for individual lavim. The word hena means we're only chayv one, even though he did a whole bunch of lavim at one shot. And according to Rav Zakkai's explanation, again before Rabbi Yochanan told him that he was wrong, only accounts for the achas part of the drasha, because Rav Zakkai said chayv kol achas va'achas, and min detaver biyadei, after he told him he was wrong, yesh kan hena and ein kan achas. We have a drasha for hena because Rabbi Yochanan had said that even if a person does these three lavim, he's only chayv one. But we don't have a drasha for achas. We don't see where a person is going to be chayv for individual lavim that he did, and therefore the Gemara concludes v'heichan b'avodah zara. That's proper girsa. Where do we find b'avodah zara that we could apply this pasuk of va'asa me'achas mehena? And so here we have a suggestion. The pasuk could be referring to three separate things: ba'avoidasa, ba'avoidas hagvaya, be'ishtachavaya. These three things in regards to avodah zara could be what the pasuk's talking about. Number one, ba'avoidasa, regarding a specific avodah that's unique to this avodah zara. That's what the first drasha of achas could be telling us, l'chayv al kol achas va'achas, that if a person does multiple different services for this avodah zara, again, which are unique for this particular avodah zara, so then he would be chayiv for each and every one. The next drasha in the pasuk would be ba'avoidas hagvaya, l'chayv al kulay in achas, that if he does a service for an avodah zara, which is something that's done for Hashem. Gavaya means it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, and he does this for an avodah zara, then even if he does multiple things like this, he'd be only chayev one lav. And b'shtach havaya, regarding bowing down to the avodah zara, the drasha from the pasuk would tell us, l'chayev al miktsasa, the drasha of mehena would be telling us that l'chayev al miktsasa, he's chayev for even a partial bowing down, even though he doesn't fully bow down to the avodah zara, he still would be chayev for that. So technically, this pasuk of asav me'achas mehena could be telling us about avodah zara, nothing nothing to do with Shabbos. However, Rabban Bar Chiya asks B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, how could we say this? Ksiv, the very next pasuk after the Va'asa Me'achas Mehena pasuk, tells us, Im HaKayin HaMashiach Yechto Lash Masa'am, if the Kayin Mashiach, the anointed Kayin, he sins, Behevi Par, he has to bring a carbon, which is a par, it's a bull. Now, this is a unique din the pasuk is telling us about, that when the Kayin HaMashiach sins, he brings a par, as opposed to if a regular person would have done this Avera, he would have only had to bring a seir, a goat. And what do we learn from this pasuk? Mitzvah Shamashiach Mevi Alein Par, Mitzvah Shamashiach Mevi Alein Par, where it must be that we're only talking about mitzvahs, meaning commandments of Hashem, that the Kohen Mashiach, if he's over on them, he would have to bring a par. Yatzas Avodah Zarah, but that excludes Avodah Zarah, She'eni Mevi Alein Par, a Kohen Mashiach himself, if he's over on Avodah Zarah, wouldn't bring a par, Ela Se'ira Bavad, he would also bring a Se'ira. In other words, the pasuk of Asam Achas Mehena can't be talking about Avodah Zarah, because the very next pasuk talks about a Kohen Mashiach being over a lav that he has to bring a par for, but if he's over by Dezara, he wouldn't bring a par, he'd bring a Seira. As that's our one shows that this limud is wrong, and the Va'asam Achas Mehena can't be discussing about Dezara, rather, it's like original understanding, it's talking about Shabbos. However, save when they asked on Ravon, Hari Chalav V'Arayos, what about the Isra of eating forbidden fats and the Isra of Arayos? No, Bezantab, Hari Mashiach Mevalein Par. The Kohen Mashiach, if he's over them, he will bring a par. And so maybe the pasuk of Va'asam Achas Mehena is talking about these two lavim, the Isra of eating forbidden fats and the Isra of Arayos, and we don't necessarily have a proof that's talking about Shabbos. Are the more answers that can't be because lo yasin in masni el dvarim shiesh lan toldais. The only thing that the pasuk of asam achas mehena could be referring to is something that has a tolda. It has a subcategory, if you will, because that was the last drasha. Mehena told us something about toldais. Love him ein lahen toldais. There's no such thing as a tolda of eating forbidden fats and arayos also. There's no such thing as a tolda because asa bahen es hamara kegaimer. Chazal treated a person who just starts the act of being together with another woman whom he's not allowed to as if he did the entire act, kegaimer, it's like he finished it, and therefore there's no toldos either by Arayas. So therefore we go back to original Joshua, and it must be that Va'asa Me'achas Mehena is talking about the Lavim of Shabbos. Now that we're back to that Joshua, we continue clarifying. We had said that the word Hena is Mechayiv for every Shabbos that a person's Iver, and we had said that he's only Chayiv one carbon, no matter how many Lavim he's Iver, because he was only Shagig regarding Shabbos, but we still do not know that he's Chayiv a new Chatos every single Shabbos that he's Iver. And so on that, the Gemara tells us, Chavrai Amrin, the Chum said, we have a pasuk that tells us, Shabbos Hila Hashem, it's Shabbos for Hashem, and this teaches L'chayv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos, that a person's chayv a separate chatos for every single Shabbos that he's over. Now Amar Rav Ilo says we learn from a different pasuk. Ksiv it says kol ha'oseh by malacha yumas, anyone that does malacha on it he shall die, and that tells us lo ya'oseh by ubechaveray, not if a person does a malacha on it and on its friend. Meaning if a person does half malacha this Shabbos and the second half of that malacha the next Shabbos, he's not going to be chayv because it says kol ha'oseh by malacha, only if he does the full malacha on this Shabbos. Now what does this also tell us? At Amar Eina Shabbosos Mitzarfos, you say from here we can't combine two Shabbosos, meaning half a melacha done on this one and half a melacha done on that one, that Shabbos cannot be mitzarif to be mechayiv him, and that tells us the memela chalkos, the Shabbosos are divided, and therefore if a person does a full melacha on this Shabbos and a full melacha next Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv two separate karbonos and not just one karbon. However, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bon argues, and he says that no, kashem she'en mitzarfos kachin chalkos. The same way we can't combine two Shabbosos. If he does half on this and half on that, we're not going to combine it for Isser. We're also not going to mechalik it. We're not going to separate it for Yisurim either. And even if he does one Isser on this one and one Isser on that one, he's just going to be chayiv one carbon. And then we get into another discussion regarding Shabbos. Gadol shenishba bein agayim. A gadol, meaning he's over bar mitzvah, and he was captured among gayim, and he totally lost track of the days of the week. Lo'aleinu, they enslaved him, and they're working him hard, and he has no calendar, he has no nothing, he has no access to the world, he has no idea what day of the week it is, so he doesn't know when Shabbos is. What does he do? So Rav Shmuel, they argue about this. Chanamer 1 says, minus Shisha, he has to count 6 days, va'oisa Shabbos, and then the 7th day is Shabbos. And this is just like the creation of the world, which was 6 days, and then Shabbos. Whereas V'charnamer, the other one says, oisa Shabbos, u'minus Shisha, he makes Shabbos, and then he counts 6. And why is this? It's like Adam Rishon, he was created Erev Shabbos, the very next day was Shabbos, and then he counts 6, and then the day afterwards is Shabbos. However, the problem with both of these explanations is that he's basically keeping the same exact day every single week as Shabbos, and if let's say the day that he remembers that he has absolutely no idea what day it is, it turns out to be Monday, so that means he's never going to end up keeping Shabbos, because one of Shach, he's going to count 6 days and then keep Shabbos, well that turns out to be Sunday, or if the next day is going to be Shabbos, and then he's going to do that cycle, that means he's always going to be keeping Shabbos on Tuesday, and he's never going to end up on Shabbos HaShel Olam, on the real day of Shabbos. And therefore we have a third suggestion, Rav Yitzchak Bar Elazar says b'shem Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, really what this guy does is as follows. On the day that he remembers that he has absolutely no idea what day it is, minus Shisha, he counts 6 days from then, and then Va'isa Shabbos, the next day is Shabbos. And then Chamisha, he counts 5 days from there, Va'isa Shabbos, the next day is Shabbos, Arba, Va'isa Shabbos, he then counts 4 days, and then the next day is Shabbos, Shloisha, Va'isa Shabbos, he then counts 3 days, and the next day is Shabbos, Shnai Va'isa Shabbos, and he counts 2 days, and the next one is Shabbos, Echad Va'isa Shabbos, then he counts 1 day, and the next day is Shabbos, and then he continues doing the cycle, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then for sure, 1 day is going to land out on Shabbos. However, Amar Rav Manan, Rav Manan asks on this, Inishtabai B'tlasa, literally this means if he was captured on Tuesday, but basically meaning if the day that he remembered that he has no idea what day of the week it is turns out to be Tuesday, who Avad B'Shubsa, it's going to turn out that he's working on Shabbos, meaning according to his Cheshbin, he's never actually going to land out on Shabbos. Because if he realized that he lost track of when Shabbos is on Tuesday, Tuesday's day one, another 5 means his Shabbos is on Monday, then count another 5 days, the next day lands on Sunday, count another 4 days, the next day lands on Friday, count 3, the next day lands on Tuesday, count 2, then it's Friday again, and count 1, and it's back to Sunday, and so we actually will never end up keeping Shabbos based off of this 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 count. And the same thing would be if he remembers that he doesn't know the count on Thursday or on Friday. So this actually doesn't help anything, asks Rav Mana. So he answers, no, Rav Avachayle Lutrain Machzirin Hu Avad Shabsa. The reason why this is a great suggestion is because when he has 2 Machzirin, 2 cycles of this, then he's going to sure land on Shabbos. That's if he remembers on Tuesday or Thursday, he's going to need 2 cycles in order to be able to land on the real Shabbos. And if he remembers on Friday, he's going to actually need 3 cycles. But still, if he continues doing the cycle of 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, he most definitely, at least every once in a while, is going to end up keeping Shabbos on the real Shabbos. But now the Gemara asks, shouldn't we wonder about the following? He should suspect for every single day. Every single day might be Shabbos. Maybe today's Shabbos. Maybe tomorrow's Shabbos. And where do we see precedent for this? On the top. Like a person who's Mekadesh a woman in Elam, meaning a person sent a Shliach with money to Mekadesh a woman for him, and he has no idea which woman accepted this Kiddushin. So Yaakov Racha tells us, says, this guy has to suspect that every single woman that he meets and wants to marry is a relative of the one who accepted Kiddushin from him, so he's not allowed to marry any woman. Whereas Shalkish says, he doesn't have to be Chayshish for all women, because rive women in the world are not going to be related to the one who accepted Kiddushin from him, so he doesn't have to worry about this. And so at least according to Rabbi Yechon, we should apply the same thing over here to this guy who doesn't remember when Shabbos is. Every single day he should be Chayshish, maybe today is Shabbos. Now yes, there is a slight difference. Taman, yesh lei takana. Over there, in Shitas Rabbi Yechon, there is a takana. What does this guy do? Yachol Lisa Giyares, he can marry a convert, and she's for sure not related to the person who accepted Kiddushin from him, because she's a convert. Or Yachol Lisa Mishuchares, he can marry a woman who's a freed slave, and she's for sure not related to the woman who accepted Kiddushin from him. But Hacha, Ma'islach, over here, what do you say? There's technically no way out of this predicament. Every single day might actually be Shabbos, and he should be chayshish for that. And that's how the Gemara concludes. Taman Amrin, over there in Bavel, they say that this is what the person does. Chayshish l'chal yamim. This fellow who lost track of when Shabbos is, every single day has to be chayshish that it's Shabbos. V'oisik dekiyam ha'nefesh. And the only melachas he's allowed to do are the bare minimum ones that are necessary for him to remain alive. That's because we know pikuach nefesh is daicha Shabbos. But besides for that, he's not allowed to do any melachas because, again, it might be Shabbos today, or maybe tomorrow's Shabbos, so on and so forth. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, going back to our discussion of how many chatois a person would be chayv for different melachas that he was over on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.